So let's get right into it. In this section, I want to talk about the internal factors that the outside world can create. In the previous section, we talked about external pieces, like the negative news or focusing on weaknesses or bad advice, right? We talked about stories other people gave us. So that comes in from the outside world. But then, without us realizing, we pick up mannerisms and we pick up habits that perpetuate that, even if it's not around anymore. That's something I want you guys to think about today is what, and in this section, is what internally has shifted because of that outside world. And I want you to start with number one, outer appearance. I want you to think about outer appearance. If everything was the same here today, right? If I talked the same way, everything was, you know, like everything we taught in previous lessons and everything I'm teaching now, what if I said, hey guys, I'm so glad that you're here today and we've had some amazing breakthroughs yesterday. Thanks for coming back. Like, think if that was me, how long would you guys stay? You guys would bail in 2 seconds and bounce and be like, what's wrong with this guy? I see you, Lauren, 2 thumbs down, right? But how many of us are not realizing that the external stuff came in, the villain gets fueled, and then all of a sudden our outer appearance shift. Think about this. Did you know that when you smile alone, this is just one piece of your outer appearance. When you smile, it releases feel-good neurotransmitters like dopamine, serotonin, and endorphins, right? Did you know this? There was a study at UC Berkeley that college yearbook study found that women whose college photos radiated happiness, smiles, became more organized, mentally focused, and achievement-oriented, and had better health, happier marriages, and later in life. Think about that for a second. I'm not talking about shoulders back and standing tall. I'm just talking about a smile. Did you know there was another study that I saw ages ago that baseball rookie cards, you know, the old baseball cards, some of you that are older, you used to collect those as a kid, right? Did you know the rookies who smiled ended up having better careers, more successful, and happier marriages? A smile. Here's the crazy part, because our brain, has anybody ever done this? And I, maybe because I study and obsess on this stuff, anybody like in a bad mood, something going sideways, the outside world got to you, and you just smile, you look in the mirror and go, oh my God, this is crazy. Has anybody ever done that? Like even when the it's hit the fan and all of a sudden you feel better because your body doesn't know the difference. When you smile, when you put a smile on your face, your body goes, oh, I thought we were stressed, but I guess we're good. I guess things are better. And that's one of the internal things you could start focusing on. Because listen, life does kick our butts, especially in the recent years and recent time. And it's easy to let it get to us to where we wake up and we forget gratitude. We forget that we're blessed to be here. We forget to smile. You know, about 6 months ago, I was juggling way too much at once. Several different companies, a lot going on. And it was like a 3-week period where it just felt heavy. That's life. It goes through those phases. And my daughter literally said to me, Dad, I haven't seen you smile in a while. And oh my God, it hit me like a punch in the face. Like I literally stopped that immediately because I was letting the outside world affect me internally. I mean, think about this. Think about if you never had a conversation with someone, but you're across the street and you're in Nice, France. I haven't been there in 20 years, but I loved it there. And I love there's a big open street where everybody eats and it's gorgeous. And the main street there, there's probably a French name for it. In Italy, it would be the Piazza. In French, I don't know what it is, but somebody will probably tell me. Anyway, imagine you're across the street and you see somebody eating and you never had a conversation with them. Could you or would we predict what kind of person that was, even if we never had a conversation? Could you predict just from their outer appearance? The answer is yes. You think about that. What if you looked over and someone was eating and they were like this? And then the waiter comes over, they're like, and you only saw this. Like our brains automatically go, oh, that person's not so happy. They're not fulfilled, they're not excited about life, they probably don't have gratitude. I wonder if they're successful. Like literally that's the way our brains think. Secondly, if you saw somebody across the street at the same restaurant and you saw them like this, and then somebody walked by and like, oh, no problem, and the waiter came like, excuse me, hi, what is this here? You know, and you're watching this. Two completely different feelings, and you never had that conversation. So how do you think your internal psyche, your subconscious, reacts to you if you are person number one or you're person number two? How do you think that is affecting you? It affects you more than you could ever imagine. Now, go beyond the smile. Think about this. When you're, and this was something Tony made me aware of 2 decades ago. Think about when you're having a tough day, right? When you're having a tough day, what happens to your shoulders? Right? They go a little forward, right? What happens to your face? Kind of frowns, right? Like it feels like somebody's got weights on here. Your forehead goes down a little bit, right? Just the way your eyes are kind of a little bit closed. Are you taking deep breaths or shallow breaths, right? I remember when Tony shared this literally 20 years ago, and I was like, oh my God, I had no idea. And again, maybe most of you have heard this before, but isn't it a great reminder? Because I still catch myself like having a tough day and I'm like slumped over, like my chin is almost on my keyboard, right? My shoulders are forward, I'm breathing shallow, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. And I put my shoulders back, I breathe the way you're supposed to breathe, I breathe into my belly, I put a smile on my face, and immediately I feel like a different human. Nothing changed. If I'm dealing with some extra stuff that day, that didn't go away. If I have some stressful situations or a challenge in my life, it didn't go away, but I feel different. And all of a sudden, I can attack that situation offensively, optimistically, enthusiastically, rather than hiding. You put your shoulders down, take the smile off your face, let it be heavy, and that's when you hide from stuff. That's when you go, you know, maybe if I just go binge on Netflix or go play this video game for a little while or go hang out with my friends or go have a glass of wine, maybe that problem will go away. Let me ask you something, guys. When something that needs to be addressed isn't addressed, does it fade away on its own or does it grow? Right? That situation you know how to deal with, you're like, oh, you know, it'll go away, it'll go away. There you go. Everybody's saying grow, grow, grow. It grows. And then it not only grows in reality, it grows in perception of your mind because you've avoided it so long. And who also knows that when we turn it and put our shoulders back and put a smile on our face and we go for it, even though it's not comfortable, we go at it courageously, we go at it imperfectly, we take that uncomfortable action. Who also knows that on the other side of facing it, we've grown as human beings, and most time we feel 1,000 times better. Right? So these are tools. Again, this whole course, I said every time I get to a tool, I'm calling it a Swiss Army knife. This whole course is a Swiss Army knife. This is the course that I want you to come back to when you go, I'm feeling off, I'm feeling overwhelmed. How do I face this obstacle? Oh my God, things went sideways. Things are going good, right? In life, I want you to know, it's not always, we're gonna talk about words here in a little bit. It's not always stress just because things are going bad. Or I shouldn't say stress, like, you need more energy to overcome, right? You have a challenge. Let's call it a challenge, right? It's not only a challenge when things aren't going right. Sometimes we need to fix problems and we want to go to another level. But other times we have opportunity and we're a little stressed because we don't know how to take advantage of the opportunity. How do I scale my online business? How do I crush this digital economy? How do I scale, like starting, scaling, growing, next level? All of it takes this next level. And when we can approach it with shoulders back, head up, deep breaths and a smile, we can accomplish anything. Now, as I add each one of these pieces up, if you know, as we started this course, these are all pieces I want you to accumulate because each one of these by themselves, look at that study about just a smile. But if we just talked about smiles, think about all the pieces we've talked to up until now that are all small and think when they're stacked on top of each other. And that's why I want to get to this next section. I'm just going to kind of tease it here a little bit. And then at the end of the next module, we're going to go really deep on this. And this is something that I did and came up with about 6 years ago. I did it for myself. I did it for a training about 6 years ago. And it was literally the thing that most people talked about with a course training that I did, again, like 6 years ago. People went nuts over this section because it gives us a quick snapshot and a reminder. You see, I said this earlier in the training, but I want to create things that stick. I know you've all heard personal development and success strategies. Why most of you are here. Some of this might be new. A lot of it's a reminder, but If we hear it and we don't implement it, does it really matter, right? I've had people say, oh, I've heard this before. And I'll say, but have you done anything with it? Like, no. It's like, okay. I had another friend that used to say, I'd have someone come to me for advice the second time. And they ask me the advice and I go, why should I tell you? And they're like, well, why? Because you're my friend. He goes, well, you didn't do anything with the first advice I gave you. Why would you want a second bit of advice, right? And it's really something great to think about is, have you heard this, or have you heard this and it's a part of you? If you've just heard it, if you just understand it, if you just can repeat it word for word, heck, if you could teach it, Pamela, I see you shaking your head. If you could teach this, but it's not a part of who you are, does it really matter? Can I tell you one of the most disappointing things in my life, I'm digressing a little, is when sometimes you meet your heroes and you're disappointed because they're somebody you think on stage, you know, it's like, and they're promoting love and peace and harmony. It's somebody who filled your heart. And then you get backstage and you see them screaming at their assistant and being a real jerk. It's like, oh, that sucks, right? Remember we talked earlier in the course about congruency? That's my goal, is I want to be the same man no matter where you catch me. If no one's watching, if someone filmed me and I didn't know, it'd be like, oh, same guy, right? And then there's people like Tony Robbins who I met, who was my hero, hands down. He impacted my life, and he was a better man than I even imagined, doing more for people behind the scenes than you could ever think, and stuff like that lights me up and gives me hope, right? So I want you to think about how we're stacking these pieces up, even if you've ever heard them before or never heard them. How do they accumulate? But then how do we make them real? Because they only work if you put them in play. And here's what most people do. They go on journeys thinking, well, it can't be that. It's got to be this. It's got to be this. It's got to be this magic thing. I need to get into network marketing, which can be amazing. I know so many people successful in network marketing. But if you get in and dabble with one foot out the door, if you don't have the right mindset, you'll try it for 3 months and go, ah, this sucks. Hey, let me try this. I'm going to try Amazon. Amazon sucks. Oh, you know what? Let me try this. That's no good. I'm going to be a speaker. That doesn't. Is it those opportunities? Or is it you, right? And I don't mean that disrespectfully, but that's why we need to create the right success habits. So whatever you plug in, being in the knowledge industry, releasing a course, doing a training, going on stage, network marketing, brick and mortar, restaurant, I don't care what it is. If we don't have this right, I promise you it'll be like, why is everybody else getting ahead? Why are other people making it? If they can do it, you can do it. These are the types of things that give you the unfair advantage. So I digress there for a moment on purpose, because I really want to anchor back why I create these little stories that I hope you can associate with. These little hacks, these little tools, these tools that we train. If you notice the circle for my KBB family, I'm continuing doing story teach tool, story. What did I learn from the story? Let me teach you. Here's a tool to anchor it in your life. I think that's why my book, Millionaire Success Habits, is about it, a million copies and people love it. It's because it's not just a good read. Like, I love reading Malcolm Gladwell books. Anybody else like Malcolm Gladwell? Like, love his books. I can't wait for him to come out with the next one. I love reading them, but do you ever find yourself taking notes or doing anything? Malcolm Gladwell books are just fun to read. I want to create a book that's fun to read or a course that's fun to read, but it gets you uncomfortable and it makes you take action, and then we get it to sit in your soul and become a part of you. And that's why I will always do tools. That's why I ask you to participate, because that the tool is the anchor in of the exercise. That makes sense to everybody? And those of you, you know, at home, does that make sense to you as you're going through this course? Okay, so this one is gonna seem odd, but I want you to do this with me. I want you to humble me. And do this, is I want you to get a picture of yourself. Like, in a moment here, I'm just gonna take a few minutes here and give you a break to go find it. And we'll just do a quick break here. But I would love for you to go find a picture of yourself that's not that flattering. Maybe you are heavier, maybe you're just in a bad mood. Maybe you're just sleeping weird like this and somebody took a picture of you. Maybe you remember when you look in that picture that it wasn't a great time in your life. And then I want you to get a picture of a picture that you love of yourself, where you look alive. Remember, maybe you remember it was an amazing day, or you felt lots of confidence, or when you were at the ideal weight that you want, or your hair looked perfect, or you got back from vacation and you were tanning. You know, you were out in the sun and you had some color on your face. I want you to do me that favor. We're going to go into a deeper exercise with this later, but I want you to have a picture, because we're going to have the tale of two people, the tale of two stories, the tale of two describing different people, right? And it really is going to be this thing that is going to bring you back for the next month, 3 months, 6 months, 6 years. When you look at them and look at the attributes, when you look at the avatar of each of these people as we go deeper, they're you. But let me just ask you something. Are we all two people? Can, before I even go deep on that, are we all two people? Can we agree on that? Right? If you're listening to the course right now, you can just say, yeah, heck yes. Are we someone that can conquer anything? Throw that in my way, I got it. Be a good parent, I'll do it. Be good at what I do, or overcome this problem, or someone needs something, there's a fire, I'll go in and rob somebody from that fire and save their life. Like, have we accomplished so many things in our life that people would be astonished that we did? Have we overcome obstacles when no one's looking? Have we had internal fights that people don't even know the battles that are going on in here, or the feelings that you had, or weaknesses? Have we done that? Have we been warriors? Have we been heroes when no one's watching? Absolutely yes, there's not even a question. Every single one of you have accomplished more than you give yourself credit for. But can we also be that person that goes, eh, maybe not. Play small, be scared, be afraid of the opportunity, have a little envy, have a little ego, kind of procrastinate, get online when you're supposed to be on there for 5 minutes and you're on there for 5 hours doing something that just didn't do anything in your life? Can we be that person too? Of course. So how do we decide who to be? It's easy. The two wolves, the inner villain or the inner hero. I want you guys to have a visual, because you've heard this stuff before, but has it stuck? Is it a part of your life every single day? I hope for all of you it is, but even for me, I slip and I need hacks. So I want you to get these pictures, and over the next two modules, we're going to evolve this, and this is going to be your cheat sheet. It's going to be your one glance that you can look at and go, okay, I'm being that guy. I need to be that guy. Right? So let me give you an example here. And this is not a horrible picture. I don't want you to think. I want you guys to find some horrible pictures. The reason I have this picture, that's 2007. I was actually making baby food for my daughter Brianna when she was a year old. Okay, why am I pulling up that picture? I have some really horrible pictures. Like, I have a picture I found 2 nights ago when my team asked me for it. Found a picture of me asleep on the plane that someone took. And you know when you sleep like this, I look like I had five chins. I looked horrible. Hair was like this. But I remember being in a good space on that plane. I remember the picture here. And mentally, I was going through a lot of turmoil in my life. I was in a rented house. This is only 2007. I had bought a lot of real estate. And I had a huge account. I had a lot of money out in real estate, like way over leveraged in real estate. And I was teaching real estate. And the economy and the market shifted. And I timed it, and I timed it a little off. Learned great lessons, and that's why my real estate education went to a whole new level after this. But while I was in that state, that picture you saw, my daughter was a year old. The economy had shifted. I was over leveraged in real estate and had two big accounts. And I found out that some crazy stuff went on, and behind my back, these accounts left. And literally at the same time, I had an accountant who was an awesome, awesome dude at 58 years old, never gambled a day in his life. At 58 years old, he takes his wife's savings, goes to the casino because he's sick of working, and literally tries to take all his wife's savings, well, their savings, but he took his wife's like private savings, gambled it, and lost it all. And then what does he do? He goes into my account and takes my money, goes back and tries to make up the money he lost for his wife and lost all my money and I didn't know. So the economy shifts. I lose these two big accounts. I'm over leveraged in real estate, meaning I got lots of bills that it paid off big time. But in the moment, I couldn't just sell it because the economy turned. All good deals, but it wasn't cash flowing. I go to my bank account and my savings, and most all of it's gone. He comes over to my house and cries hysterical, falls on the floor, and nothing he could do. The money's gone. What am I going to do? Sue him? I felt bad for the guy. Like, it was an absolute time in my life. And I have a one-year-old. I literally sold the house I was living in. I moved into this rented house, and I remember that feeling. And why did I choose this picture? Because right here, at this time, and I just told Jeremy, who's been with me for a decade, he's like my right hand, he's an awesome dude. I just told him I was an inch away from taking a job from a guy that I had worked with for years. He offered me a job. and I was going to take it. I'm like, this entrepreneur thing, I mean, how could two people go behind my back and steal my account? How could my accountant, who I think is just a great dude, go and steal my money? And this and that, and there was so many things, and I was just stacking up all that could be wrong. I was lacking confidence. I was back to the, see, I told you you were dumb. You, this is why people go to college. This is why you didn't. This is why you have dyslexia. That's why your sister sat you down and told you to be safe, because you're not smart enough to do this. And this is what, and like your dad said, you're too nice. You trust people. The deals I had with all of them were all handshakes. There was no contracts. I still barely do contracts. It's handshakes. All of the things that could go wrong. And you know what I was doing? I was letting the inner villain, that's right. I was letting the inner villain in my head running everything. And I just remember, I saw that picture today, and I was like, oh, I don't look terrible, but I know how I felt. And I will never be that guy. Ever, ever again. I learned from that guy. I'm blessed that that guy went through. I'm blessed that he, and I say he, because that's not me anymore. I'm glad that, I know those stories were in his head, but that's not gonna be me. And then I picked this picture. This is me, my wife Lisa, my little boy Luca, and this is a different Dean. I am in the greatest love of my life. My wife is my best friend. We fall more in love every single day. I made some horrible mistakes in relationships, not anymore. I do everything in my power that to keep that love. To me, for me to have that kind of love in my life, I needed to be a better man. It wasn't about, let me find the perfect woman to make me whole. I needed to be a perfect man to attract the love I wanted. And after my last relationship was over, I worked on me. I didn't look for someone to solve the problem. I went internal. And I work every day on being a better man. I work every day on being a better dad. And I am in a peaceful place in my life. I'm in love. I fall more in love every day. I have this amazing relationship with my children. The mother of my children, my previous wife, is a dear friend and a great co-parent. And my kids are aligned. They don't feel, I mean, Mother's Day, my wife Lisa and my kids are on my kitchen table making their mom a Mother's Day present. That's the gift I have. All of us have replaced envy, anger with compassion. Did it happen by accident? Uh-uh. It took work and time, but this guy overcomes obstacles. This guy finds solutions. This guy focuses on what could go right. This guy helps other people solve problems. This guy's a better man, a better husband, a better father. And I want to look at him and remember who he is. While we're, you know, blessed to be flying in a private plane that I don't have to get on commercial and all that. Like the kid that lived in that trailer park, that's that. So I'm not saying this to brag, I'm sharing because I want you guys, all of you, and know that we're gonna go deeper on this. I want you guys to have these two pictures, the tale of two people. And we are gonna create the avatar of each of these people. We're gonna create who they are. We're gonna define them because I could tell you who that other Dean was. This Dean was scared, looking backwards, believing stories someone else gave him, confidence was low, no courage, really intimidated, leaning on how dumb he was, focusing on all his weak. I was focusing on everything that was wrong, everything that could go wrong. This guy, unstoppable, found the love of his life, working to make that even better, solving problems. In 2020, when the world went sideways, I obsessed and shifted, and I decided to go double down on impacting people's lives. I've done more training, more live events. I've given them more for free. I donated more money in the year 2020 when the world went sideways than any other year previous in my life, right? I told you guys this, I'm not saying to brag, but we did more than we've ever done. Why? Because the world needed me and I focused on being a different human. So I want these visuals. So when I'm falling back to the guy in the previous picture, I don't wanna be there. So let me just show you, you guys remember earlier in the course, I shared this story about Gina Herodes. Gina was the woman who is a mom, and at 58, 59 years old, kids were out of the house, and she's thinking of being a greeter because she at Costco, because that's all she could do. The woman that just overcame that, changed her story, and went on to start her own business, retire her husband, and buy the house of her dreams, put her kids through school, pay for the kids' weddings, pay for vacations, and now she's crushing it. And I saw her on a TV commercial, this is her. That was Gina when we started. She did this exercise. That was Gina when she started on the left. She came to one of my, that picture was her at my first event being introduced to me. Look at that picture and then look at that woman on the right. There is no comparison. That woman on the right, the picture in the purple, she is fierce. She overcomes obstacles. She is not at the end. She is just at the beginning at 59. She has so much more to give the world. She could start her business. She wasn't too old. She was young. She looks younger, feels younger. Not the same woman that first showed up. So what I'm going to do right now is let's just take 5 minutes. We'll put 5 minutes. Hey, she is glowing, guys. Thank you for sharing that. But let's take 5 minutes right now. And then we're going to do the exercise here in a little bit. But right now, what I want you to do is I want you to go through your phone or go through some old pictures. Take 5 minutes. If you got to do it later, you can. And I want you to find this. Pull Gina back up. I want you to find the picture of a version of you that you can say, I am never going to be that person when I look at it. And we're going to describe that person. And then the picture of who you are and who you're going to be. We're even going to name these two people. And then we're going to continue to push forward. All right, listen, thank you for doing that. I watched so many of you that I could see here, and I'm hoping those of you home and going through this course right now, you took the time to do that. And I know I saw some comments, and maybe you have the same comment home. I don't have a lot of pictures. Or I don't like taking pictures. Still play full out with this. And if you don't have a picture right now, then we're going to go in deeper later of naming those two people. So you can just imagine it. And you can write down a name of the person you don't want to be, like the older Gina and the new Gina, the older Dean, the new Dean. We can name them. But we're going to go through these attributes so you have a snapshot of who you want to be. We're anchoring this in because, again, you've heard stuff like this. You've experienced it. And maybe some of it stuck. But my goal, I want to be the person that helps you make it stick for life. So in module 3, we're going to do that. We're going to go deep and create kind of the avatar in each. But right now, number one symptom, internal symptom, remember, was allowing your external, your face, facial expressions. You're in control. That's internal, right? The way your shoulders are, the way your eyes are, the way you stand, the way you talk, right? We said, look at what a smile alone does for people. You can't listen. There was another study that I know, it said it's impossible to be smiling and sad, right? Did you ever see that study in Harvard where they just had people look in the mirror for like 2 hours a day and smile? They were happy, more joyful. They got off antidepressant medications. Nothing changed except the smile. And we're stacking all of those pieces. So the next one that I want you to think about, really simple. And again, this is one that I originally learned from Tony Robbins. And it's been a part of my life ever since. Is internal symptom number 2 is the words that we use. We have to watch our communication, right? Do you have anybody in your life or you that there's a certain word that they use or you use and it immediately puts them in a state? Like, how's your day? Ugh, so stressed, overwhelmed. Ah, I feel like an imposter. I keep using that word because I've heard it so much in the last couple of years. If we use words like overwhelmed, anxious, fearful, I have anxiety, not that you might not, I mean you might, and I'm not saying something medical here, I'm just saying words that we use, because they're not just words. Our brains, our subconscious is connected to those words just like we're connected to a smile. Sit like this, your body's like, oh crap, things aren't so good. You tell people, I'm stressed, I'm anxious, I'm nervous, I'm sad about this. That is a vocabulary that is completely and directly hardwired to your emotions and how you feel. And the more we use them, the more that it feeds the villain. I mean, if you think of this villain, I know it's a silly word, but I want this to be impactful, right? Because if I say, I don't want my self-doubt in charge, but I say, I don't want my villain in charge, I don't want the villain in charge, right? But if you think of the villain as like a, like sitting in there going, oh, we're gonna keep this guy down today. She's not gonna be happy today. What is the cartoon, oh my God, with my kids where it shows the girl with all the different, the four different parts of her brain, sadness, happiness, and I forget the, you guys, Inside Out. Yes, Inside Out. I think of like, in there, there's a villain as part of Inside Out, the Disney cartoon. It was so awesome. Maybe it wasn't Disney, but it was a great cartoon for kids. I would definitely suggest your kids watch it if you're going to, us adults should watch it too, right? But I picture one of them would be like the villain, like, oh, we're going to make this a bad day, right? It's like, oh my God, she's not smiling today. Cha-ching. Oh my God, she used the word stressed 5 times before breakfast. Oh, we won today. She is not accomplishing anything today. She is in our funk. She's in a bad state. We got this. Doug, I see you smiling because that's exactly what you do when you let the villain win. So I want you to think about this. What if we started identifying words that you use that give you a, like, just know you say it and zzz, right to your subconscious, like, ugh, write a little like thumbs up from the inner villain. How do we identify, not how do we need to identify those words. And after we identify them, we need to shift them. Now, this is actually gonna take 2 seconds. Because think about that. What if we identify those words? And what if instead of saying, I'm stressed, you say, wow, I have a new opportunity. What if you, instead of having an obstacle or things that went sideways, you have a challenge? What if you have an opportunity to grow? I know this sounds cheesy, but it's so true. Because the words we use, if they evoke an emotion and we stack it up, all of a sudden, could you imagine if we start letting go the things our weaknesses, as we talked about in earlier sections, if we don't listen to bad advice, if we eliminate the outside negativity like the news, if we recognize a story that a grandparent gave us, it's like, oh my God, that's why I feel this way. And then all of a sudden we go, you know what? I'm not gonna let that bug me. And I'm also gonna put my shoulders back and I'm gonna smile. And when someone says, how's your day? And you go, you know, I'm blessed. I got some good opportunities coming my way. You know, I got a challenge, but I can't wait to learn from it. As cheesy and crazy as that sounds, do you feel the difference? Do you see the stacking effect? Right? To go from the one picture to the other, the one avatar to the other, the inner villain to the inner hero. That's the evolution. And that was, that's number two. Number three is kind of an outside, and we're going to do a little exercise here in a moment, and then we'll get right into module three. But I want you to think, I added this one, even though it's more of an external, I want you to think about, as the third one, is the people we surround ourselves with. Now that's external, but the people we surround ourselves with give us the feeling that creates our internal emotions. I've said this for years, but if you're really honest right now, everybody pay attention. Do you have anybody in your life that when your phone rings, you go like this? Oh no, should I answer that now? If I send it to voicemail, they'll know I skipped them. And then you just let it ring. Like you turn down the volume and like you hold it over here and you just let it ring. Like, oh, I'll call back later. Like if you have that in your life and then you meet with that person, how do you think that affects the inside of you, right? Think about this. There are two types of people in life. There are energy chargers and there are energy drainers. I would bet to say if we all come together, if you guys end up at one of Tony and I's events at the World Summit, or if we had all chance to be in a room, this is a group, those of you on YouTube, on Facebook, in the Zoom, this is a group of energy chargers. You see each other, it's like, oh my God, so good, you're here, where are you from? Oh my God, you came from New Zealand, oh my God, I'm from New Hampshire, pleasure to meet you, what are you doing, why are you here? That's like lighting you up. But you also know that person that called your phone that you went, oh, I gotta call her back. Oh, he's texted me 4 times. You know I read the text because I opened it by mistake. Do you ever open a text and your red messages are on? You're like, oh damn it, why did I open that? They know I saw it. Damn, I gotta go back, right? If you have those people in your life, they are robbing your energy. They're plugging into you, sucking it out, and then your internal feelings go sideways. So I threw this in there as an internal because it's the people you choose to surround yourself with. You've heard this a million times. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. You are the sum total of the 5 people you hang around with the most. One positive friend, one really negative friend, somewhere in the middle. You're somewhere in the middle, right? And if we don't recognize that, then we are becoming more of the thermometer of life rather than the thermostat. Because your friends, the lack of a smile, the words you use can make you adjust your emotions and feed the villain compared to saying, you know what? I'm gonna limit my time with that person. I'm gonna be Teflon with that person. I'm gonna take a little break from that person. I'm gonna be honest with that person and maybe take a permanent break from them. So we have to be in control of these pieces. And again, I hope you're realizing that everything I'm sharing is stacking. And then you get to, hopefully, the reason I chunked these down is because I want you to see that they're not that complicated. They are the small things that aren't the big things. These are the small things that are the everythings. If you're ready to shift and go to a whole nother level and accelerate your success. So we're gonna go into a little exercise right here. If you guys have your worksheet, it's the trigger word catcher. Again, this is part of the story teach tool. I told you stories. I taught you some lessons. Now this is the tool to anchor it in. So in this trigger word catcher, it just said, what is a negative trigger word? Is it stressed? I'm anxious. I'm sad. I'm overwhelmed. I'm tired. Oh, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. What is a word that when you say it, you feel a certain way? And what is that emotion that you feel? And then what are the words that you could flip? And what is the new emotion that that word could do? That shifted world. Like, I know if I say, I got a challenge, I'm gonna grow, I feel like, hey man, I can accomplish anything. When I say, oh, I got a roadblock, this is gonna be a hard one to get over, I feel like it's heavy. So how do you convert it from an anchor to the wind behind your sail?